What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. Let me talk about this. So I got this homeboy who is, I call him a serial dater. Really, I call him the skeezer pleaser. Because, honey, he is always skeezing and pleasing women when you turn around. But anyway, so he is dating this lady. Matter of fact, he's dating this lady that lives in his apartment complex. Which I think he is not a player for that. I'm just saying. But anyways, so he's dating this lady in his apartment complex, and it seems like they're having a little bit of issues, you know, here and there, because a couple of days ago he calls and he says, "V, I gotta tell you something. I don't know what to do about it. You know, this is it." And I was like, "Okay, what's going on?" He said that he was at her house. They were chilling, you know, having a good time, getting ready to have, you know, a barbecue and this set. So his phone rings, and he answers and says, "Hey, look, I'm at my neighbor's house. You know, can I call you back at a such and such time?" And so forth. So he got off the phone. And I guess she had, she didn't particularly take the conversation too well, because she says to him, "Your neighbor's house, you know, like, wait a minute, like, who is this neighbor you're talking about?" Because obviously they have had sex, or they've had some, you know, relations or kissed and some other things. So that means feelings are involved. And I guess when it comes to communicating whether they were in a relationship or not, had not been done. So she is like, "Okay, so what's up? You know, am I just your neighbor? Am I your girl?" And this, that, and so forth. But he didn't see it like that. He was just looking at it like, "You know what? Hey, I'm at my neighbor's house. I can't talk to you, blah, blah." Men don't feel like they need to tell their homeboy, you know, every little detail, every little thing, because they may not have already opened up to a person and say, "Hey, I'm messing with somebody. I got somebody in my life, la, 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 la." But she didn't see it like that. And I can understand that coming from her view, because my thing is that if we've had sex on a normal, numerous occasions, and, you know, there are some feelings there. You're not just hanging around me just for the hell of it. I'm not hanging around you for the hell of it. Something going on. So she, so they have this argument, but then a couple of weeks later, I think they were, you know, getting ready to go somewhere. And he said that she was really loud and really belligerent, and, you know, this and so forth. Well, my thing is that when it comes to a relationship, you better be mindful, because those little things that stick out when you're getting to know that person, those little things that, you know, kind of pop their head out, that kind of aggravate you a little bit. If you don't deal with that, you can forget about it. Because you are dealing with a erupting volcano sooner or later. Either you're going to erupt or the other person's going to erupt. I mean, listen to me now. Because you think about it. There are certain things you're not going to deal with certain people. And the reason why I say that, because, of course, we're not going to meet anybody that's perfect. That's understood. That is out the box. But my thing is, there are certain things you're going to deal with based on love and how committed you are to this individual and so forth. Certain things won't bother you, but there are other things that will bother you, and you're like, "Okay, I can't do this. You know, this is not for me, you know, blase, blase." And you kind of notice that within the 3-month period that you're meeting someone, or, you know, whatever. And I guess I wanted to tell him, like, okay, you need to make up your mind whether you're going to go on with this person. Maybe that's something you can deal with, or you're going to just stay friends, or you're going to, you know, figure that you're not going to sleep with this person anymore. Because my thing is, once you open up that wound to a relationship with a woman, and she's probably been through abusive relationship, or she's been battered or so forth, like that, so forth. Once you sleep with her, that's it. Because in her mind, we go together. You know, we're in this relationship. We can forget about it. We go together. So, but that's something you have to establish. And that has a lot to do with communication and so forth. I want to say this too. You know, when the health and wealth of your relationship is important, because you have to be willing to understand, you know, some people are going to come with a little bit of something. There are going to be some things on the surface. There are some things that you can kind of like bypass, but you have to be willing to say to yourself, "Is this what I want to do?" You know, because Like I said, the person can look good. He can have the money. He can have she can have this and he can have that. But you got to ask yourself, is this what I want? Because if it's not what you want, you're wasting your time and you're wasting other person's time. So, you know, I just say think about it. You know, a lot of people don't see it. Young people don't see it right ahead. Some people that have been in relationships don't see it right ahead. Some people who've been married, not in a relationship, don't see it right ahead. And that's something that's very important, very vital. So my recommendation to you is just think about it is what it is that you want. You'll get to where you need to be when it comes to a relationship, if that's something that you're seeking in your life. With that being said, this is your girl, Virtuous Diva & Company, with a little bit of Wellness Wednesday. Peace out.